Hello, and thank you very much for attending the workshop, Money Block, presented by Sheila Nielsen with Hypnotherapy Professional College. Throughout this course, we're going to go over money blocks. Do you have one? Are they fact and fiction? How do you identify if or if not you have a money block? Understanding your money blocks, the definition of a money block, what is your money blueprint? I hope you enjoyed this course, and thank you very much for attending. Okay, so what is a money block and how did I get one and how the heck do I get rid of it? So when I talk about money to my clients, there's all sorts of different money blocks. Money blocks can be from never having enough money, from paycheck to paycheck, or you could have a money block that $1 million isn't enough in my bank account. I panic all the time unless I have $1 million. Money block could be I just can't get over $15 million in my net worth. No one money block is the same. So you can't compare your money block against someone else's. A negative belief about money is a money block. This block lives deep in your subconscious mind and was created throughout your life through your belief systems, through the models in your life, from your parents, your grandparents, your teachers, whoever had influence with you, whatever you observed and watched, or whatever you had a feeling about. Did you see your parents fighting about money? Did you see your parents struggling? Were your parents big spenders? Were your parents gamblers? Did you always find that you're rich and poor? All of these beliefs are deeply buried into your subconscious mind. These beliefs limit our ability to meet our financial goals, no matter what the goals are. Today, we're going to learn the who, what, where did your resistance come from when it comes to money, abundance, wealth, prosperity. So I truly, truly believe we don't know what we don't know until we know it. So I hope you enjoy the workshop. So before we move into the information about money block, where is it? How do I get rid of it? We need to understand the fact and fiction of our stories that lie in our subconscious mind. The stories in our subconscious mind were put there when we were under the age of 8 normally to help us survive. But in 2023 or in the 2020s and the 21st century, we don't really need the beliefs that are instilled in our primitive mind. But we do have them. So what happens is we have an experience, we have a memory, it has emotion attached, and we deposit it into our subconscious mind. Over time, we just pile into this filing cabinet, more and more memories with more and more emotions attached. Each filing cabinet is each emotion with all these different stories. So as we get older, these stories kind of converge into each other. So we don't actually know what the true story is about a true event because it's been mixed and mingled with other stories throughout our whole life. This is where later in life that you can come up with anxiety or depression or fear, just out of nowhere, all of a sudden you're claustrophobic. A lot of this time, it's just manifested in maybe your file's full. So this course, hopefully you'll get a little bit of understanding about the subconscious mind, what we deposit in it, and how we need to get it out. Before we get moving on to it, you have to understand what the pain body is. When I talk to my clients, no matter what their issues, no matter what the behavioral issues they're trying to change, we have to talk about the pain body. So understand the pain body is an addiction. The pain body is part of our belief system. It's a saboteur that lives within us. The pain body in some people is so strong to sabotage our lives, our love, our friendships, that it is an addiction. And when we do sabotage, it releases a chemical into our brain that we become more addicted to than if we were doing heroin. It is very difficult to explain to people who maybe don't have pain body problems or maybe don't have any behavioral issues what it is like when you are constantly feeding your pain body, when you're constantly playing in the sandbox and you don't want to, when a full-grown, executive, well-educated man turns into a 2-year-old having a temper tantrum. These are called emotional triggers, and these feed our pain bodies. So you have to understand the pain body, because our money blocks are directly related to our saboteur, our shadow, our pain body, however you want to explain it or look at it. You must understand the pain body in order to get rid of it or control it or to stop the addiction to it. So now that we understand the pain body and the subconscious mind to a very limited extent, we can now explain the money blocks hide. So we cannot find them. Money blocks don't want to be found because they don't want you to get rid of them. Your money block, in a sense, is a way of you surviving. It's part of your survival mechanism, part of your fight, flight, and freeze. Although we don't understand it that way, we think we're being conservative, we think we're being thrifty, maybe we're spendthrifts, we think I make it, I can spend it. None of this really matters. This is not what the course is about. It's not about your spending habit, what you deserve and what you don't deserve. It truly is about the money block and how it can manifest in your life in many different ways, making it difficult to recognize and change the behavior. So some of the behavior that we'll find when people have money blocks, it can go either way. They can be overspenders. Like I mentioned, they can be hoarding whatever they have. They're not good at paying people back. They get angry when it comes to money. Maybe they get angry when people want to be paid back. They refuse to address the money issue. They avoid financial situations. They don't ever, rarely invest in themselves in training, education, exercise, personal development. People with heavy, strong pain bodies and money blocks, they don't want to address the issue. They don't think they have a problem, and they just want to pretend and hope it will go away at some point. Or they like to call themselves thrifty. Some people with money blocks, they can't move forward with the money. They can't save enough money to buy a home. They can't even do the application process to buy a house. Maybe they make lots of money. Maybe they have lots of money saved. But the fear of buying a house and the risk of losing that money is debilitating for them. This is a severe money block. Taking risks with your money, gambling, buying stocks with no education, no training, no know-how on what you're supposed to do or how to do it, and you just go ahead and do it, is definitely a money block. So in this workshop, hopefully you'll understand if you have a money block, where the money block came from, what does it look like, and how are we going to try and get rid of it. So if we don't understand, we cannot change. If we don't educate ourselves in the sense to journal and figure out and do some self-reflection and retrospection as to, do I have a money block? What is my money block? Am I a spender? Am I a saver? Am I just frozen where I'm at? All of this is information you need in order to be able to remove the money block. Knowledge is power. If you're taking this workshop for any reason, you already know that possibly you have a money block. You already have committed to the possibility that you're going to work towards changing your behavior when it comes to money. We need to recognize the behavior in order to change it. So in order for us to work towards our money block, to be able to reflect, to be able to feel our feelings about money, our feelings about our behavior. In order to be able to find it in our subconscious mind, we have to have the ability to relax, to put ourselves into a light state of hypnosis or guided meditation. So in this brief meditative state, I'm just going to take you down so that you can relax. So that you can relax throughout this course, so you can stop listening to your negative self-talk, or you can control the resistance to turn off this workshop. We have to access our memories and beliefs in our subconscious mind. You must be relaxed and open to the idea to finding the truth. If you're not, this course, you might have to take it a few times. This is not mind control. This is literally just a guided meditation. You can listen with your eyes closed, or you can listen with your eyes open. This is just a way that I help my clients to relax, to be able to gather the information that is lying dormant within their subconscious mind. Now I want you to go ahead and close your eyes down, taking in a deep breath, just releasing that breath and allowing your body to relax down. Going ahead and taking another deep breath for 4 seconds. Holding that breath for 7 seconds. Allowing your feelings to be felt. Allowing yourself to relax down. And then breathing out after the 7 seconds for 8 seconds. A long, slow breath. Allowing yourself to relax down. deeper and deeper. Now I want you to go ahead and visualize yourself on a beautiful staircase. This staircase can be inside or outside. It has a secure handrail. And I'm going to count from 10 to 1. And you're just going to see yourself or feel yourself relaxing down the staircase. You can walk down the stairs, float down the stairs, take a magic carpet down the stairs. Just focus on the sound of my voice and allow yourself to relax down, to be able to connect to your feelings, your emotions, to be able to focus on this workshop. So go ahead and picture yourself on top of the staircase. Breathing in a deep step, looking down the staircase, and on each step you can see the words deeper, more relaxed. 10, 9, 8. Relaxing down deeper and deeper. Feeling your body relaxing down. Feeling a wave of colors going from the top of your head all the way down to your toes, relaxing every muscle, feeling like it's melting like butter. 7, 6, 5. You're halfway down the stairs. Just allow things to let go. Just release the tension. Just continue to breathe in deeply. Focus on the sound of my voice. 4, 3, 2, 1. Now go ahead and continue to keep your eyes closed. Feel how soft your eyes are, feeling them getting softer and softer, almost like you're sleeping, feeling completely and totally relaxed. In a moment, you can go ahead and try and open your eyes. They may not open. That's okay. Just allow that wave of relaxation to flood through your body, relax your mind, allowing us access to our memories and our feelings. Feeling your eyelids getting heavier and heavier. You can try to open them, but they won't. If they do, it's just proving to you that nobody can make you do anything against your will. Now go ahead and close your eyes. Feel them getting softer and softer, more and more comfortable. You can stop trying now. Just simply allow your eyelids to relax down deeper and deeper. Go ahead and just feel the wave of relaxation connect to your body. Just feeling a whoosh. Go ahead and open your eyes and close your eyes. Open your eyes and close your eyes. Open your eyes and close your eyes. I'm going to count from 1 to 3 and you're going to open your eyes and we're going to continue our workshop. 1, 2, 3. So before we get into the nitty-gritty and get moving through this course, we have to learn a little bit about ourselves. The whole reason for our guided meditation was to get us out of our own mind, to get us relaxed in a state that we can actually hear the answers. So in this exercise, I just want you to take a piece of paper, draw a line down the middle of it, write positive feelings about wealthy people and negative feelings about wealthy people on each side of the line. So I want you to go ahead and pause this recording. And I want you to just close your eyes and take a deep breath, breathing in for 4, holding it for 7, and exhaling for 8 seconds. And whatever the first thing is that comes to mind, write it down. So start with the positive feelings about wealthy people, about abundance, about successful people. Start with the positive column. Anything you can think of for a positive column. Set your timer on your phone for 1 minute or 2 minutes, however long you need, and just sit there and think about all the positive things you can think of for wealthy people. Then once again, put a recording on your phone, put the timer on your phone, take a deep breath for 4, 7, and 8, and go ahead and think about all the negative things to do associated with wealthy people, abundance, the rich. Set your timer for 1 or 2 minutes and go ahead and whatever thought pops in your mind, write it down. Go ahead and pause this now. And when you're done, we'll see you in the next slide. Okay, so let's go ahead and see what our results came up with on the left side of the page and the right side of the page. Did you have more on the right than on the left or more on the left than the right? Does this help you understand if you maybe have a money block or where your beliefs lie? In class, we would go over this in depth and go over people's struggles and what they found and what they were surprised about. So just go ahead and read what I have. These are some things in different classes that people have come up with. So positive feelings, feelings about wealthy people were free, happy, financially secure, ability to see the world, they can give to charities, they can help their kids, they can have nice things, they don't have to worry about money. So these are all positive things that you feel about wealthy people or about money or about money, abundance or wealth. So on the negative side, we have some of the feelings that wealthy people are greedy, angry, selfish, they hurt people, they're evil, they're mean, that wealthy people can't find happiness. Maybe they're liars or cheaters. Maybe they cannot be spiritual or be connected because they have money. Maybe they don't have any real friends or wouldn't understand conditional love. To understand what you have in each one of these columns shows you directly where your belief system lies. When I did this course years ago, I come from a fairly wealthy family, and not in a million years would I have believed that I had a money block. We had a beautiful home. I mean, we never wanted for anything, really, my husband and I. But, you know, we had several businesses. We would always sell them before, you know, they exploded into the market. We'd close them down. We'd sell them before the millions came in. And so, it was frustrating, but, you know, we weren't poor, but we weren't filthy rich. So when I took this class, I found it absolutely fascinating. My husband and I took the Millionaire Mind Seminar together. And so I did it and he did it. My positive was pretty good. You know, you get to travel, you have freedom, you have financial freedom. But my negative went for like two pages. My negative was all of the things that I had been taught about money, that I don't deserve it, that I'm never going to have it, that all it does is cause a divorce. All it does is make people fight. I mean, it went on and on and on. And after this whole thing, my husband looks at my sheet and he goes, "Oh my God, you have the money block. It's your fault." So anyway, that really was the day that my husband and I decide to go down our journey to start to really, really work towards changing our old belief systems, our old habits, to try to really connect with what matters to us, to who we are. How do we evolve? How do we evolve as a couple? How do we evolve independently from each other? And how do we remove our different behavioral blocks? It just so happened that this weekend we were working on our money blocks, but that was really the beginning of our journey. So now that you took that exercise and you're all relaxed after a guided meditation, maybe now you can see or understand that money blocks are real. We all have them. We just have them in different degrees, in different forms. They all appear to us in different ways. So why do we have these beliefs? Where did these beliefs come from? These beliefs are stored in our subconscious mind, so we cannot unconsciously get rid of them. We have to journal. We have to find them. We have to figure out what stories they're connected to. And then we need to release them. We need to tell our subconscious mind, this is not part of my survival, my fight, flight, and freeze. This is something I no longer need. I'm no longer interested, and I no longer believe it. And there's a lot of different ways that we're going to work on doing it. Some of them are just saying mantras to yourself throughout the day. Some of them are paying attention to the negative talk when it comes to money. My husband and I, we spent a lot of time working on our negative talk. And so our negative talk was about everything. And so we were very fortunate that we both went down this journey together at the same time. But it felt like for a year or two that all we ever said to each other was cancel, cancel, cancel. Because if somebody said something negative about money, negative about people or judgment, we would cancel each other out. And then we would literally have to reframe. Like, I'm broke. And then you'd have to say, cancel, reframe. I'm not broke. I have an abundance of money. I'm going to be making more money. I don't know how, but I'm going to make $5,000 a month in my bank account while I'm sleeping. These are the type of things that you can do to start working on getting rid of your subconscious beliefs. So you really, and in some cases, you got to fake it till you make it. So you might, if you're having trouble with self-talk or the vicious circle, or you need more understanding about different personal development away from money blocks, you can go ahead and visit my other courses and workshops that I offer at hpc.teachable.com. Okay, so the power of our belief system, where does it come from? How do we get rid of it? So our beliefs are stored in our subconscious mind, whether we believe it or not, whether we experienced or not, just from things that we heard from our parents, by watching how our parents lived, by watching how our grandparents lived. Our parents, you know, what did our parents say to us? A dollar earned is a dollar spent. Money doesn't grow on trees. Were your parents always worried about money? Did your parents, could they never seem to get ahead? If you're born in my generation, you probably had a stay-at-home mom. Was she valued at being a stay-at-home mom? Did she get paid from your dad? Was she valued? Was she given money? Or did she have to worry about money all the time? Another thing that you have to think of is some people were created in families, especially in my generation, from their parents. If they're European descent or if they come from money, there's a syndrome called the King Syndrome. And it's not super common, but when I tell people about the King Syndrome, they're like, oh my God, my dad had that, or my mom had that. It's way more common in men who, mostly when they make money, but they don't have to make a lot of money to have King Syndrome. And this King Syndrome is not your problem, but it did become your problem because it got deposited into your subconscious mind and your belief system. The King Syndrome is when one of your parents believes that you can never be more successful than them. They keep money from you. You can never, ever, if you are more successful than them, then you have to hide it from them, or they get agitated, or they don't want to see it. They don't want to hear about it. They're not the least bit interested in your successes. Their belief is their children should never be and will never be more successful to them. So this is a huge money block. This is when I told you my little story about my positives and negatives. This was my money block. My father had the King Syndrome and was the belief that absolutely no one will ever be more powerful than him, smarter than him, but better educated than him. And so this really, really weighs on a very large money block. So some other places that maybe money blocks came from in your childhood might be your religious beliefs towards money, or your parents' beliefs, or your grandparents' beliefs. You know, a lot of people, you know, if their grandparents went through the recession and they have a fear of losing money, maybe they went months without a job, months with the inability to take care of their family, their kids, their wives. Maybe they didn't have enough food to feed their family. So money blocks can actually be instilled from our grandparents to our parents. And then here we are in the 21st century and we've still got money blocks from the 1920s and 1930s, from 1945 during the World War. And we don't understand them, but we believe that they're valid. They're valid in our belief system, but they're not. They actually no longer pertain to us. You know, that we're not in fear of being so broke that we can't feed our family. There's government agencies in place now that wouldn't put us in the same situation that were there during the 20s and 30s. So our religious beliefs could be from our ministers, from our grandparents, from our parents, aunts and uncles, friends. Maybe they believe money is evil. Maybe they believe that wealthy people should give more to the church. Wealthy people should give it all to the church. Maybe they believe that to be poor is to have integrity. Maybe you need to, they believe that you give up your soul to the devil if you're wealthy, or that you believe that you can't be connected, or you can't believe in God if you're wealthy. You need to find these beliefs in your subconscious mind and you need to rationalize with them. Maybe our money blocks come from cultural, from our family, from the way we were raised, from where we were raised. Were we raised in a third world country? Were we raised in Europe, the States, Canada? We all have different belief systems with the culture and the places that we were raised. Maybe we were raised in a family that we weren't smart enough. Maybe nobody had an education or got to go to university. Maybe the belief is that you'll lose your culture that you come from if you have money. Some cultures don't even know about industrialism. Have you been so poor that the idea of even ever becoming wealthy was unfathomable? Could your parents never believe that they could ever be rich? Or what even rich meant? Maybe rich was being able to feed your family with no education, no means, and no way out. That would be a cultural belief. So when we're talking about our money blocks, we have to talk about our beliefs, our belief system, our personal belief system. What do you think about yourself? Do you think you're smart enough? Do you think it's not in your cards? Do you think no one will ever love you if you were rich? Do you have self-doubt? Do you think, I don't even know how to be rich? I don't even know what rich would look like. I don't know what it would feel like. Can you sit there and visualize what it would be like to have $100,000 in your bank account? Sit back and think, what would it feel like? Try and visualize $100,000 in your bank account. If you're feeling resistance or pushback or this is ridiculous, then your money block is that you can't even visualize what it would be like to have money. So how are you going to get money? You don't know how. You don't think you have the talent. Maybe you don't have the risk tolerance. Maybe you're afraid. Maybe you have fear towards money. Maybe you think money can somehow hurt you. Maybe it hurts your values, your attitude about money. You need to believe that you are worthy of it. You need to believe that you are valued. Do you value yourself? Do you value your time? Do you think your time is only worth an hourly wage, or do you think your time is worth an abundance? Do you think you should make money while you're sleeping? Do you know how to do that? What is going on with your beliefs, your values, and your attitudes? All of this directly affects your behaviors towards your job, your ability to make money, your family, your friends. Who do you associate with? Do you associate with people with money? What is money to you? What is rich to you? These are things you need to figure out in order to release your money block. So when we think about what makes us keep our belief system, what is it that is holding us back? Why do we believe that we don't deserve it? What could possibly be going on in our minds that think, well, I want money. I want to be able to travel. I want financial freedom. I want to be able to take care of my children and my grandchildren. I want a life where I can pass down generational wealth. So there's many things that go on with us from our belief system, as we just covered, from our family, our friends, our church. So a lot of things that we need to address when we're journaling or when we're trying to figure out and we're reflecting, where did my money block come from? Where am I feeling it? Where do I feel it in my stomach? Where am I resisting it? Money blocks and our beliefs can come from guilt. That I can't have more money, because if I had more money, I'll lose all my friends. My parents won't talk to me. My family will abandon me. I don't deserve it. I don't know how to make money. I don't know what I would possibly do. What could I possibly know? Why do I deserve it? Or there's shame. Guilt, shame, and fear. These are the three things that hold us back from any kind of behavioral change. So our shame would be, I don't want people to judge me. I don't want people to find out more about me. I don't want people to know all my secrets. What if they find out who I really am? Shame could have to do with the imposter effect. With the imposter effect, you know, maybe you do make a lot of money and you don't feel you deserve it. You don't really know how you make enough money. So you hide it from your friends, from your family. Maybe you just don't tell anybody. That is still a money block, even if you have a lot of money. So you could have a fear of being happy, a success. You could have a fear of money, fear of accomplishment, fear of failure, humility, fear of somebody coming to you and say, I told you so, fear of people calling you stupid. How dare you even try that? That was completely irresponsible. Fears come in many, many different shapes and forms. So you need to figure out, reflect, think back. Where are you feeling the resistance when you think about an abundance of money in your life? So when we think about our money blocks and changing our behavior and looking within and reflection, we all have excuses why we can't do it. Excuses we tell ourselves why we don't have money. I want you to go ahead and pause this video right now and take some time to go over some of the reasons that you tell yourself, some of the excuses that you tell yourself why you don't have wealth, why you don't make more money, why you can't get a promotion. Sit down, take a deep breath, breathing in for 4 seconds, holding it for 7, and exhaling for 8. and just write down whatever comes to mind, whatever excuses that you've told yourself your whole life as to why you can't accumulate wealth, why you can't have a better job, why you don't go back to school. Just remember, the state of your life is nothing more than a reflection of the state of your mind. Wayne Dyer. So, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that exercise. So we're just going to go over some of the excuses that we tell ourselves, just to make sure you're on track, just to make sure your resistance wasn't holding you back, to make sure that you have something written down on your paper after this exercise. Some of the excuses we tell ourselves why we don't have money. Some of the excuses are, I'm terrible with money. It's out of my hands. I'm not smart enough. I'm okay with where I am. Money is evil. Money is the root of all evil. I'm afraid to have more money. I'm afraid to lose my money. I don't want people to be jealous of me. I don't want people to talk behind my back. I don't have an education. I don't know enough to make money. I wouldn't know how to manage the money if I made it. I don't understand money. I need to give more, not make more. Rich people are crooks. I don't want to be a crook. My family will be mad at me. I don't want to stand out from the crowd. I don't want to be different from my friends. My self-worth is my net worth, is really the bottom line of this exercise. So you need to figure out what you need to start improving, what you need to start working on, what kind of personal development workshops, what kind of education do you need to move through it? Maybe you could do this exercise with a friend or a loved one or your partner and start keeping each other accountable for some of these false stories that you're telling yourself. Okay, hallelujah, finally. Now we're at the point that, yes, I've got a money block. Yes, there is a problem. Yes, it came from my belief system. Yes, it came from listening to my parents talk about the belief system. Now, how do we fix it? How do we fix our money block? You're here. Number one, you're gaining knowledge. You're learning about your behaviors. You're learning about your belief system. You're taking a workshop to try and understand, to try and identify the belief that you live with in your daily life. So what you need to start doing, as I've been saying all along, is reflect. Feel the feelings. When you think about money, where are you feeling the feeling? Is it in your lower back? Is it in your stomach? Do you get a headache? Keep a journal. Look for patterns. When you start to have negative thoughts about money, write it down. Keep track of it. Challenge your beliefs. Does this really serve me? Is this from my parents, my grandparents? Where did this ridiculous story come from? And how do I get it out of my brain? So all you have to do is truly feel the feeling of having the money. Feel the feeling of letting go of some of these beliefs. Sometimes you just need to hear yourself say it and then go, oh my God, that sounds completely ridiculous. And your subconscious mind will let it go. Before you go to bed, in part of this workshop, I'm going to give you a series of mantras you can say in the morning. It was written by T. Harv Eker with The Millionaire Mind. And he gives a series of mantras, things that you can say to yourself to start believing it. And really, I mean, get down to the bottom of it, fake it until you make it. Keep telling yourself over and over and over again that you do have the mindset of a millionaire mind. Because so far, up until this date, you've been telling yourself, I'm broke, I'm poor, I can't afford it. So you need to get over it and you need to start singing a new mantra in your life. Start working with coaches, go through hypnosis, meditation, join groups. Have your friends partner up with you. Try to help each other, both of you, get through your money blocks. Like I said, do a daily mantra that I believe. Let go. Let go of the fear. Let go of the ridiculous stories you've been telling yourself your whole life. Now, hopefully by this time, through some of these exercises, you're understanding that these stories aren't yours. These feelings aren't yours. But they have been standing in the way of you moving forward and making money and finding wealth. Just go ahead and reflect. What kind of lessons have I learned in my life? Did I go bankrupt? Am I a spender? Do I just live lavishly? Do I live beyond my means? Do I have a passive income? What do I love to do? What could I turn my hobby or into a passive income? What could I do to make extra money to get ahead? So practice gratitude, reflection, gratitude, and own it. Own your feelings, own your beliefs, and get rid of the pain body and start to think more positive towards your future. So here we talk about we need to surrender. We need to surrender to the idea of change. We need to allow. We need to stop trying to design what's going on in our life. Try to think, well, I don't know how to make money. I don't have any ideas. I don't know how to get ahead. You need to let it go. You need to surrender. You need to light a candle and manifest wealth coming into your life. Manifest creativity and ideas. And get rid of the fear of success, the fear of trying. If you don't try, you're never going to get there. Surrender to the idea. All habits, addictions must be broken consciously before you can break them unconsciously. Understand and know where the belief systems come from. Tell yourself the story and hear how ridiculous it is when you heard a story from the 1920s from the Depression, when there was no food and no money and no jobs. That is no longer the case. That's no longer our society. So you need to get rid of that story. Unlearn what you think you know about money. Start reading books. Start educating yourselves. Get an account on Audible. Start listening to Tony Robbins and T. Harv Eker. Start reading books about money and success. Understand your money. Organize your financial life. Do you even know what your net worth is? Do you know what your debts are? Do you know how much money you're bringing in? Are you living beyond your means? What do you need to make more money? What do you do? What is your passion in? What can you do to passively make money? Where's your talent lie? Try something new and let the fear go. Just surrender. So I know it's super easy to just say, sit back and let it go and just surrender it and get rid of it and just go out and make a bunch of money. I know that it's not that easy, but it's a start. You have to start somewhere, and this is your start. So one of the things we need to understand is understanding our money blueprint. This is directly from The Millionaire Mind, T. Harv Eker, from his book, The Millionaire Mind. That states that we all have a blueprint. A blueprint is a preset plan or program of where we are, how we think about money. It determines how we create wealth. So we need to release and reprogram our mind. We need to redraw a new blueprint for our money. We need to manifest and retrain our brain. We need to change our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions. We need to figure out what the triggers are. We need to figure out when do we go in the sandbox? We need to figure out, is that ego or is that me having boundaries? What is everything? Have I got a million excuses of why I can't do something? This is what you need to start focusing on. This is your money blueprint and you need to redesign it. Okay, so I'm big about reflect and let it go, but I'm not giving you any tools. Along with this workshop, you'll have a downloadable handouts. You'll have a mantra by T. Harv Eker. You'll have any tools that we've discussed or tools that I give my workshops in person. But right now, I want you to go ahead and I want you to relax down. And all of the audios, all of the guided meditations that I've done in this workshop will be downloadable for you in this course. So this is a very quick guided meditation to connect to the now. So when you're feeling a lot of the resistance and you're feeling that you just can't let these feelings go, or you're feeling frustrated, or you're thinking about the past, what you did, you're bringing up feelings of guilt and shame, and you're getting all depressed. So thinking about the past is depression. Thinking about the future is anxiety. We really need to be able to focus on this moment. We need to focus on mindfulness. We need to focus on being connected to the now. When we go to sleep, you can play this audio recording and do it while you're sleeping. So allow your mind to do some things while you're sleeping. Allow your subconscious mind to unravel like an onion while you're dream venting. Anything is possible as long as you open the doors to change. Okay, so I want you to go ahead, take a deep breath, close your eyes, take another deep breath, allow yourself to relax down, focus on the sound of my voice. And I want you to go ahead and find yourself sitting in a train. It's a speed train. It's a beautiful, highly modern, totally cool train. And it's speeding through the mountains. You can see snow. You can see an ocean way in the distance. You're speeding. I don't know. You're going 200 miles an hour and you're sitting in the train. You're all alone. And you're sitting there and you're feeling the train. You're feeling the train's vibrations. Now I want you to go ahead and I want you to lift your spirit and rise above your body and see your body sitting there. Feel yourself floating above your body in the train. You're floating, you're flying. Now I want you to find yourself rising above the train. Now you're flying above the train with the train. Now you're going faster than the train, speeding as fast as you can in front of the train. Now you're coming through a mountain. The train is behind you. You're flying as fast as you can. You're floating, you're flying, you're free. You're completely free. Now you're going through the tunnel and you see this white light way in the distance in the tunnel. You go ahead and speed up your flight. You're going faster and faster and faster. You're through the tunnel. Now you're floating in space. All the beautiful colors and the beautiful planets. You've got planets going past you, floating. You can see all the beautiful colors of the comets and the Milky Way. And you feel yourself floating in space. Now you're going through another hole, another black hole, whipping through the black hole, flying effortlessly. Just excited to see where you're going to end up. Now you find yourself floating in total darkness without a care in the world. You have nothing to do but float there and say this. I don't know how, but I'm going to be extremely wealthy. I don't know how, but I'm going to find a passive income that I'm passionate about, that I love to do. I don't know how, but I'm going to turn my hobby into a money-making machine. I don't know how, but I'm going to have $1 million in my bank account in 12 months. I don't know how, but I'm going to allow all of the education, all of the information come to me. I don't know how, but I'm going to be incredibly wealthy. I'm going to get the wealth I deserve. Now go ahead and continue to say you don't know how of what you want in your life. Take a moment, just floating there in the darkness, in the space, just allowing yourself to feel it. Okay, go ahead, take a deep breath. Move your fingers and toes. Feel your feeling coming back to you. Remember the feeling of floating and surrendering and telling the universe you don't know how, but having total faith it's coming to you. I'm going to count from 1 to 3. You're going to open your eyes and continue the workshop. 1, 2, 3. So after that, connect to the now. You can access it anytime you want. You can download it on my workshops and listen to it before you go to sleep, before you go to work. It's yours for free. Enjoy it. It will help you to start changing your belief systems in your subconscious mind. Think about, where did I go when I was floating in space? Where was my resistance? Was I feeling resistance just by saying I'd have $1 million in the bank? Was I feeling the resistance when I said I don't know how? Was I trying to magically try to design my new blueprint to make money? You need to surrender. You need to allow the ideas to come to you creatively. And they will come to you. They will come flowing into you when you surrender to the idea, when you get rid of your old belief system. What did you see when you were floating around? Did you hear someone? Did you see someone? Think about how you felt. Did you feel free, weightless? Were you terrified? Did you have anxiety? What did you feel? Did you come out of the meditation while we were still floating in space? Did you surrender to it and just let it happen? Did you feel anger? Did you feel guilt, shame? What did you feel? You need to write it down and journal it and connect to it. So on the last part of this workshop, we're just going to touch some of the things. We're going to discuss what rich people say versus poor people. So T. Harv Eker always says when he was poor and trying to work on making money and accumulate wealth, he studied rich people. He studied about what they thought. He studied the books that they read. He studied their mindset, how they spoke, what their self-talk was, what their boundaries were, how they let other people talk to them. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to look at what rich people say versus poor. So here are some of the things what rich people say versus the poor. This is created by T. Harv Eker of The Millionaire Mind. And this will also be in one of the downloadable handouts. So here we go. So people say and believe, I create my life. The poor say, life happens to me. Rich say, play the money game, have fun at it. Poor people say, play the money game and lose. Rich people say and believe, they are committed to being rich. They wouldn't have it any other way. Poor people say and believe, they want to be rich, but they don't know how, and they just think it's ridiculous to have the dream. Rich people think big. They think big things, big money, abundance of everything. Poor people think small. They don't think anything in abundance. Rich people focus on opportunities, look for opportunities, surrender to opportunities, say yes to opportunities that come to them. They ask their friends who have money. They ask for advice. They don't hide. They ask people who know more than they do. They have doctors. They have lawyers. They have financial advisors. They have bankers. They don't hide and pretend that they're rich. Poor people focus on the obstacles, what they don't have, what they can't have, what they need, all the excuses why they can't have money. Rich people say and believe they admire and watch and emulate rich people. Poor people say and believe that they resent rich people. They don't watch them. They don't want to be seen by them. What would a rich person ever want to talk to me about? Rich people say and believe they are willing to promote themselves. They talk about what they do for a living. They talk about their business. They talk about who they are and how they can help and how they make their money. Rich people generally want to help people to become rich. Poor people say and believe are negative about self-promotion. They believe it's narcissism, big egos. They're conceited. Rich people have learned that if you don't tell people who you are and what you do, nobody's going to buy what you're selling. Rich people say and believe bigger than their problems. They are bigger than their problems. There is no problem they can't overcome. There's no problem that they can't just surrender to and allow it to unfold. They don't obsess and create anxiety and try and fix it and worry about it. Poor people say and believe that they are smaller than their problems, that their problems get out of hand, that things happen to them. You know, every time I go somewhere, something bad happens to me. You know, and there's never any parking. There's never any space. Whenever I get to any events, there's no seats. This is not the positive mindset. This is the poor man's mindset. So, in all, I think what we're understanding is that energy and money are two completely separate things. Money does not have energy. Money is a means to the end. Money is a tool that we use to find our energy, to find our happiness, to do what we want, to go where we want, to create. Money has no energy. It's a piece of paper. Money has an abundance of energy when we give it energy, whether it's positive energy or negative energy. But money does not give off energy. It only has the energy that we give it, whether that's positive or negative. We all have an energy aura. You either attract abundance or you attract scarcity. So this really falls back to, what is your self-talk? What is your talk when you refer to money, wealth, and abundance? You need to pay attention to, are you living in abundance? Are you attracting abundance into your life? Or are you attracting scarcity? Are you hoarding your money? Do you not pay people that have lent you money back? Do you hope that they'll just forget because they have money? You know, when somebody with money lends you money, do you think, oh, they can afford it? That isn't living in integrity. That isn't living in honesty. That's living in scarcity. That's living in judgment and fear. You need to start focusing on what your energy aura is. How are you producing the energy to the universe of what you deserve and who you really are? You need to feel the feeling of having money. You need to feel the feeling of abundance and wealth. Are you a money magnet or are you a debt magnet? These are things that you need to reflect and figure out. And I really can't stress enough that you need to do the exercise on self-talk. It's at the hpc.teachable.com. It's one of the workshops, and it's called Self-Talk and Reframing. My husband and I did this well over a year. I mean, sometimes I think we did it for 3 years. Sometimes I think that the only thing we ever said to each other for years was cancel and reframe. But it helped us shift. It helped us change our mindset. We didn't even know we had a problem with our mindset until we figured out, oh my God, what have we been doing? So this is where you need to go. This is the beginning of your journey. Just know this, and I know that you hear it from all the speakers and all the personal development workshops, but it really is true. If you have the will to change and you've made the decision to change and you've made the decision that I no longer am going to support my bad behavior, my bad thoughts, and my negative self-talk, change literally happens instantly. The minute you realize, the minute you are in it, the minute you start to live in the now, change happens instantly. Wayne Dyer, his favorite saying, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at will change. Which is also a great book that to start reading, to start on your journey. Make sure you read everything that you can find about positivity, the law of attraction, the law of intention. Figure out how to change the way you've done things your whole life. It all starts with you. Nobody else is going to do it for you. You're in this course. I think you're feeling the need to change. It's not painful. It's not expensive. You just have to integrate yourself into the knowledge. You don't know what you don't know until you know it. Well, I want to thank you very much for joining us at the Hypnotherapy Professional College Learning Site and our series workshop on personal development. Today has been our workshop on money blocks. I hope you have found it informative, helpful. Please feel free to download the Audible and any exercises or MP3s with guided meditation. And enjoy, and I look forward to any comments you have. Thank you very much, and have a nice day.